Now, are you wildly offended? Or are you... Now, if I wore that shirt on the front, you'd instantly be offended. But then as soon as you saw the back, you would probably be confused.
Yes.
But most people would be confused. But once I explained it, isn't that brilliant?
I would take that hat to you.
Now, here's my question. Would you wear that shirt?
Hell no.
and I haven't found a single person that would do it yet. But I think it's great. Even if it was just literally for a comedy piece, I think it's a great thing if you could lay it out like that.
So do you want to do a skit where you have it recorded? I have a tank top that says, I am racist. Like, being the black female.
Yeah.
And I walk around in some kind of general
city. That would be ridiculously funny because...
And you see people's reactions. They're just, walking by going...
I'm a racist, yeah. And you still, on the back, it's got to say... Radical, alternative, central, extremist. Yes. And then, but the front is what really catches everybody's eyes.
Racist.
Yeah. And it would be I am a R-A-C-E dash I-S-T. So it'd be, it's not spelled like racist like you would call a KKK member racist. It's spelled because it's a political party.
So you wouldn't want it all one word? You'd want it separated with a dash?
Yeah, race. Dash ist, because it's a political party.
Okay.
And so they have, it doesn't make sense to do, race. I mean, I guess you could say racism.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's liberalism,
I believe in racism.
Yeah, I mean, you could do any variation. it's a play on words, especially being the way our society is right now.
Oh, my God.
But... would it not open up discussion?
Yes, it would open up discussion, too.
The thing is, the discussion wouldn't be what you wanted it to be.
No, no.
But I think if you had... I mean, it would be interesting to, take you, let's say, to an uber-liberal city where there's all these snowflakes and shit, the people that get triggered, and have you...
Portland.
A black woman walk around with this shirt... and see what they how they react to you, and we would film it, and then put it out on YouTube. I guarantee you, it would go viral, and we would be fucking famous. I guarantee it. And you know what? The political party would take off. We would get all kinds. We'd have to denounce all the KKK members, and
that'd be up to you.
All the Nazis and all that. But you know what I mean? Like once people understood what it was, I think we'd probably start gaining.
Oh, my God.
And then, it's... I guess I could run in 2040, I planned.
Shnikey. Hey, now.
2040,
you say? 2040. Okay.
I mean, I could run right now. I'm old enough, but I think...
you're not old enough.
Yeah.
You're 35?
Yeah.
Damn, I lost a year or two on you then, because I'm like, wait a minute, you got to be 35 or...
Yeah, I could run the next election if I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
And, but... I'm no JFK, so I won't get elected younger than, he was the youngest elected president thus far. But, I think by 2040, I had another 20 years on, I'll be 55-ish. You know what I mean? 56,
so
57.
Yeah,
I think that's a solid age.
Yeah.
And it gives me 20 more years to piss everybody in the country off on the podcast, or at least get them to join my racist party. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh my God.
And we all believe in racism. Not the racist. See what we're going to do? Here's the thing. Let me explain this. I know you don't like to get in politics, but I already started it, so it's too late.
Damn.
The insane left, as I like to call it, they like to control language. So, tranny is a bad word. Now, everything's a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so is racist and racism and all this shit. Well, I'm going to change that. I'm going to control language from now on.
Okay.
And racist and racism isn't bad when you're referring to the political party that I've created.
So how would I, as a guinea pig, walk around the city? And believe it or not, I could see this stunt being pulled in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Because Chicago is still...
Yeah, we don't have to go very far.
No. So how would I, as the stunt person walking around with this, get the person to stop... quick enough before they go from zero, because they're up, they're at zero or however, whatever they're functioning at, see my shirt and go all the way to 10, and then be like, okay, no, stop.
I think, for one, there's a couple different things. You would have to be able to, like, understand how they're responding. Like, so you can have some that will want to ask you why you're wearing that shirt.
Yes.
Because, and then two, like, you need to be able to gauge that person. We would obviously have, if we did this in, like, for real legit shit, just as, like, as an social experiment, we would have to have security for you that's really close pretty much at all times, because these people that would fucking, that you'd trigger, are unstable in general. And so you don't know how they're going to react at any, you know what I mean? Most of them can't fucking, like, control themselves when they lose their shit. You know what I mean? So
I think I like to say, now I don't know if you knew what part of my existence was prior to now. I did racism or social or racial justice work. So I was the facilitator for discussions in the public eye about social justice, racism, that type of thing. So I would like to say that I would think
you'd probably be able to handle.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. I think actually would.
Here's the interesting part is, because of your color, wearing that shirt, it would confuse a lot of them. And I think a lot of them wouldn't say shit because they would be so like, I don't get it. Like, what's this person? You know what I mean? And then, and the ones that would probably, before they like went from 0 to 10 triggered, like if I wore the shirt, they may come up and say, like, they would ask you, like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you wearing this shirt? And then you could explain. It would open up a
dialogue.
And you know what I mean? I think, honestly, it would be interesting to do. And if you'd be willing to do it, we'll put something together. Because
All right.
I think it would be it would be fascinating to go do, you know, like, in the spring or something in Chicago, where it's not fucking freezing. And you can wear the tank top with the shirt. Or the shirt, you know, tank top, and go down to, like, Millennium Park or whatever, where there's a lot of people, a lot of fucking people that would potentially be triggered. And who knows, like, you know what I mean? I think it'd be interesting. I bet you it would go viral, though.
And I would also add on to that I think my group would be the ones that would have no hesitation in walking up to me and saying, "Sister, are you confused?
Yeah.
Are you confused, sister? Why are you sporting that? Are you confused?"
Or they'll be like, "Yeah, down with the white man." You know, I think you're like racist the other way.
Right.
Or something. Who knows, honestly? I mean,
yeah. I guess
it would be interesting to see the reactions, because I think, honestly, it's, you can have an idea what would happen, and it was, whatever happens would be completely different. You know what I mean?
That's true. Oh my God, Ryan. That'd be funny than shit, though.
I'd have to put money into, like, literally hiring a security firm. Because you don't know. You get some fucking idiot nowadays. You know, we would want somebody there. If somebody did decide to, like, try and, you know, not that you couldn't handle your own, but I'd rather have. So, like, you're walking around and I'd be following with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have multiple cameras.
You would, like,
further back and whatnot, kind of like a, what do you call that?
Different vantage points.
Yeah, but you would kind of just be hanging out in, like, a general area, and then we would have the security. They would obviously know what's going to happen, but they need to be ready for everything. They're, like, trained for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm telling you, it would be an operation, but we would do it for probably 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. And you'd be shocked at the kind of shit we'd end up getting. And then put it together, put it on YouTube, it would go viral. I guarantee it.
Wow.
Probably be on fucking CNN. Confused black woman.
Right.
Claims she's a...
She's a racist. And then
she must have been abducted by aliens. This is CNN fake news. You know what I mean? Because that's what they are.
Who's that Joker on there?
Which one?
Don. Oh, right. Don Lemon.
Oh yeah, Don Lemon.
Don Lemon would be like, I need to get you on air. We need to talk to you. Now, Sister Lewis.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm not related to you.
You may get the call from Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh God.
Let's be honest. I can become a reverend too by going to Google and paying $20. We can all be reverends, just like you, Al.
And get your little piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reverend. Jesus. It's so ridiculous.
I spent hard-earned money getting that piece of paper.
Haven't you met Jesse Jackson?
I have met Jesse Jackson on several occasions, yes.
And how was that? Was it interesting, like the first...
I would say it was interesting is correct. That's the correct...
Does he hold the room, like his presence is captivating or something?
He does, because he understands the whole concept of word usage, tone, modulation, that type of thing, which is part and parcel
good speaker.
Of what, yes.
Like a,
yes.
Like Obama was a good reader.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, I wouldn't say speaker, he's a good reader.
Yeah, his speech
like
pattern.
The way they can, all that.
Mm-hmm. Which is what, and Mr. Reverend Jackson has had decades upon decades upon decades of experience with that. Beyond.
You notice we haven't heard from Al or Jesse that much since Obama got elected. Since Trump got elected.
That is correct. I would probably say because Mr. Jackson has got some issues of his own right now that he's dealing with, so he's slightly busy.
What about Lollipop Al?
Lollipop. Why do you call that man Lollipop?
He's got a huge head and a tiny little body. Now they lost all that weight. You can't deny it.
Dang, Ryan.
I mean, it's just what it is.
Have
you seen a picture of him?
I have. And
he looks like
laughing.
A fucking lollipop.
I agree. I do. Don't comment.
All right. Well, what I think, and now I heard this a while back, like, the reason you don't hear from them talking shit that much or at all about Trump and all this shit is because Trump gave them lots of money throughout the years leading up to it, so they got no beef.
That
but
is correct.
It doesn't fit the narrative, so just stay the fuck away.
That is correct.
You know what I mean? And that's really why you don't hear from them. If Trump's as racist as, you know what I mean, they say he is, why aren't these two guys all over TV, like, shouting it to the heavens? Because he's not. Or if he is, he paid off the right guys to not be out there, you know, ramping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I find it interesting.
I would probably flip the coin on the first part of your sentence about Trump and his dealings, leanings, whatever you want to call it. But I am aware, though, that those three have been pretty tight for a number of years.
Yeah.
And a lot of funds have gone from one way to the other.
Well, I don't understand that whole piece about... All right, you can make the argument Trump doesn't like Muslims, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how you can make the argument that he doesn't like black people. Because he's, from what I've understood, and this is all pre-political Trump, well, he was very supportive and did a lot for that community with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all that. Maybe not. I don't know. That's my understanding was.
Right.
So I don't know. It's...
I guess I don't know about the fact of him being racist, but I have some concerns about him not putting that established, shall I say, barrier to himself and to other groups that function within this country. And you could do so without... Oh my gosh, how should I say it? Dude, if you sit up there and say, well, this group of individuals are actually, they're pretty decent people. Knowing and understanding what their tenets are of existence, and then come on TV, radio, television, Twitter, and if someone doesn't take that man's phone from him, we need to pay someone to do so.
Because I'm like, okay, but then you also want to kind of go, wait and go, okay, it's now morning. What's he going to say next? Yeah. What's he going to say now? But I think that you, if you are going to sit here and say particular things as you do and not say, you know what, I'm not really kosher, is saying that, but if you're not really kosher and going, you know what, I'm not just digging or agreeing with how you go about doing particular things, I'm going to give you the side eye. I am.
This is what I think. The reason I wouldn't take his phone is because your mainstream media does not report on him biasedly. Or unbiasedly.
Yeah.
They report on him so biasedly that if he does something, it's going to come across, according to literally every single mainstream news media, as a negative. And skewed or a complete lie. So for him to come out
but
and
this
then,
shit's coming straight from his phone. How can you...
Well, that's
with
different.
The stuff that he says...
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
Straight off his phone. Now,
he's not...
That, like, some little
he says things...
Like, give me the phone at 2:30 in the morning and go...
Well... Here's the thing. There's the difference between every other president and him. He's handling everything differently.
Yeah.
And us as Americans have been conditioned, the presidency is handled a certain way. But you also have to keep in mind the way it was handled for at least the last, I don't know, since probably HW, it was all lies and it was all bullshit.
Mm.
I'm good with the different way of doing things. Just because if at the very least it's getting people to open their fucking eyes to what our political spectrum is in this country. I'm not saying Trump's the answer, and I'm not saying he's the greatest thing to ever happen to the country. But I think by doing it differently, look how many more people are into it all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
The last 8 years, did you give a fuck about politics? Before that, did you give a fuck about, maybe not you,
I was
but,
gonna say that you
but
know
like
me.
In general,
you
do you think
me.
People really gave a shit? You
oh
know
gosh,
what I mean?
No.
The last time anybody gave a shit was the day after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And that only lasted for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody
That's
gave
true.
A shit. And before that, when did people give a shit? You know what I mean? There's been big lulls. And since literally he announced he was gonna run for president and then started beating people in the primaries. Or the, you know, leading up, like, knocking one guy out, you know, he had fucking 18 guys he was running against for the Republican side, and one by one they all started falling, and people started realizing, and since that time, more and more people have gotten interested in politics. If anything, you've opened people's eyes to start to say, huh, you know what I mean? Like, they're thinking about shit for once. They're not just sitting there and, oh, I gotta get the new iPhone, and you know, it just zombied out to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is how it was, and that's how they want us to be.
Okay.
He's opened their eyes, so let him say goofy, crazy shit because you know what? It's getting your attention. Where
people whose attention were not directed to that prior. Yes.
Yeah. I mean.
Yes.
Where it goes from here, with. Whatever happens in the country, at least he's opened people's eyes to either what he's doing wrong or what he's doing right. I still wouldn't take his phone from him. Let him tweet as much crazy shit he wants to tweet because it's going to open your fucking eyes. To at least whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if all mainstream media is reporting one side of the story,
right.
Let him tell the other side. I think you have to consider both sides. There's two sides to every story. Three sides.
I told you what my philosophy on that is.
What's the third side?
The truth.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose.
Your side, my side, and the truth.
So you're assuming both sides are lying? Or at least skewing?
Awesome question.
Awesome question.
Yes. Awesome question.
I don't know. I mean, I guess in general. So that then that if you take that same philosophy into everything, so every statement that is made. So, like, okay, for instance, the person reading the news says, so-and-so was hit by a car and is way home on a bike tonight. And then one person says, no, that's not true. It was something. And then this side says, okay, so the family of the person that died says one thing. Mm-hmm. The cops say a different. Neither one's telling the full truth. So then there will be a third amalgamation of both put together.
Bam.
That's what you're...
Nice. I like that. You put that with a bow on it. Yes. Yes. And that's actually one of the examples that I give, especially when it's about an accident. You have a group of people that see something that goes down, an accident. You're going, say if it's a group of five folks, a scenario or situation has occurred. You're going to have five different viewpoints, five different versions of what occurred, along with the actual sequence of events that all came together for the situation to go down.
Yeah. So as a news reporter, if you were working, let's just use CNN, because everybody, you know, they're the easiest ones to saddle up with fake news, okay?
Yeah.
I work for CNN, and whatever happens, and obviously there's a narrative,
mm-hmm.
because of whatever reason, and I have to write this news story based on the narrative.
Yep.
What happened to, so at what point did we decide we needed to start putting opinion into everything? And instead of just reporting the facts as they came in. You know what I mean? So the police department comes out and says, at such and such time, this happened, and yeah. So we just report that. We don't need to add in the, you almost have to go specific to give the best example, but, if a white cop shoots a black male, let's just say, why in the article do you have to specify a white cop shot a black male? Where if it was a black cop shooting a white male, it would say a cop shot a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're adding in things that apparently weren't necessary here, but they were necessary here, but it's all to push a narrative.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Why are we doing that, I guess, is my question when it comes to reporting. Because and that's just a real simple example of whatever. But they do this with everything.
Yes.
Why, though? When did it was always that? Because I remember when I was younger, it being like that.
Okay. And I'm going to say to you, because my experiences growing up are different than yours.
Right.
They've always done that. It has always been done that way, Ryan.
And maybe, and that's the thing, maybe I just never really noticed it until I started, really studying politics and how that shit is so fucked up in this country. But it's not even here. It's a form of propaganda in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere in the world. I mean, so I'm not saying we're the only country that's guilty of it. It happens everywhere. And it's all done for whatever reason, political or, you know, it's all a narrative. I just don't understand why. Why can't we just fucking report the news the way it is? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
why do we have to put opinion in? Okay, do we have to have a robot write the fucking article? Or you know what I mean?
No, because if the robot writes the article, who's going to data input to the robot to write the article?
Whoever tells the narrative, I guess.
Ta-da.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's my point.
Yes.
So as a human, write the article and now go back and take out all of your opinion. Take out all of your additional shit that doesn't need to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just have the article with the facts. It's not impossible to write with your opinion removed.
But then how are you going to get your database of followers then? Who then raised their children
So you have to have a narrative?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's how you get your constituents. Constituents, excuse me.
To me, it's factual news reporting, and that if people that want fact, there's your fucking constituents. You don't. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to. Here's the thing: like, okay, Republicans want to pay me this much to write the article, so it leans towards them. Democrats want to pay me this much to lean towards them. I guess I'll take whoever pays me the most. How about you say, fuck both of you, I'm going to write it this way, and it's going to be right down the middle. You know what I mean?
Because you, with that mindset, are the few.
Well, that's the problem. That's because money is corrupted. And we all know that. We all know that's where it was going to end
the
up.
The love of money corrupts.
Yeah.
For the love of money corrupts. Yeah. Not actual money or right. money itself, but for the love of money corrupts. Yes.
So, we should get off the money system.
Ooh!
I mean,
you are not the first person to say that.
Let's make it so that there's no...
You are not the first person
to
say
that. You
know what I mean? So, then how would we be able to acquire...
How did cavemen do it?
Club the shit out of each other and cook.
I don't, maybe. Aren't we doing that all, as it is in Chicago with guns anyways?
Shit.
Oh, and since we're on guns.
Damn.
Isn't banning guns, you know, like they're banned in Chicago? How's that worked out for Chicago?
Well, let's see. They just had their 600th murder yesterday.
Was it?
600th murder yesterday. Yes. I think I just got a notification on that.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
And this is a city where guns are banned. And were these all murders from gun?
They just say homicide. Yeah. They just say homicide.
There's 560-something gun murders is what it is. So
okay,
you're about 40 murders that weren't done with a gun in Chicago. Okay, so you're 600 yesterday as of record time, which is insane.
Uh-huh.
560-something gun murders. Because the only reason I know that is because I literally just saw that statistic like 2 days ago, which, who knows? It, honestly, maybe it is 600.
Oh, yeah.
We could have had 40 in the last few days. I don't know.
Yeah, it came up on my... Because I actually have the... I got Fox 32. It pops up on my phone. So I remembered seeing it was yesterday saying the 600th homicide.
You know what's okay? This was this is an interesting thing,
mm-hmm.
and if people really want to try and understand this, so everybody's I shouldn't say everybody. Most people, when I mentioned the Las Vegas massacre to them, and the amount of people that were murdered there, okay, that right there happens monthly in Chicago. So assume Vegas, that situation, now have that happen over and over and over and over and over again, mm-hmm. all year long in one city. Why are more people not, like, insane about this? You know
outraged.
What I mean? Yeah, outraged. Because it's not reported.
Correct.
They don't give a shit. Nobody cares because it wasn't all done in a 40 people in one thing. Plus, who? I don't want
to. Come on now, Ryan.
I don't want
to. Out there. Go ahead. No, don't.
Who's the mayor?
Well, is that where you're going with that?
I mean,
go a different way.
There's a lot of ways you can go with it.
Okay.
For one,
okay,
it's a city where guns are banned, has the highest rate of gun murders.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not see there an issue here?
Yes.
So, is gun ban working, or is it not working? I'm confused.
Well,
because according to one side, we need to ban more guns, mm-hmm. which is going to stop all of those people that have them illegally, and they're just going to turn them in, right? I mean, is that what we honestly believe is going to happen? And then two, let's go nationwide and start looking at, hate to say it because I might piss off some listeners, but democratically ran cities that all have gun bans and all have highest crime. I find that statistic to be interesting as well. I'm not saying that there aren't Republican ran cities that are bad, but you're going to find statistically more on the other side. That's interesting to me. So why do we keep calling for banning guns?
That's a good question. And there's quite a few responses that have been given to that. And I'll be honest with you. You see that?
This is ridiculous.
That just popped up on my phone.
600th homicide this year was among 5 people shot in a 7-hour span of gun violence. The city ended last year with 781 homicides and hit the 600 mark on October 17th. So, it's actually down. I mean, to be fair, it's only November, and we just hit 600. So it's down from last year, unless we have some really crazy shit go on in the next month and a half.
I can see that.
Which is possible. I mean,
with all the carjacking.
Come on, Chicago, get your shit together. You got to beat 781.
We only have 181.
Do you realize 5 people in a 7-hour time span? That means,
darling,
statistically, in the 7-hour time span, there was 2 hours where they didn't decide to shoot some motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
I know.
That is insane. It's okay. I don't know. I really don't know. I know. I'm not saying we should or shouldn't ban guns. Maybe there needs to be. Ultimately, I think instead of banning guns, maybe we ought to fucking focus a little more on mental health.
Which is what I think. That's one of the components of discussion in regards to.
Yeah.
One of the offshoots of the whole banned guns type of thing.
Was that
it's
pun
just,
intended or no pun intended?
Yeah,
you said
I did.
Offshoots.
Oh, ba-da-cha. Ba-da-cha. I guess a bit more stringency to being able to acquire and buy particular guns, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that whole...
Now, I'm good with all that, but how do you prevent people that can't get... Okay, so let's say I've got something wrong with me. I can own this handgun, but I'm not allowed to own an AR-15. But that guy over there can, and I got enough money, and I go give him, or I go just go steal that fucking gun. Here's the thing. There's no way, even if you banned all guns, it's going to stop somebody that wants that gun from getting it.
Right.
So banning guns isn't, in my opinion, I don't give a fuck who you are. It does not make sense to be the answer. You know what I mean? Now, here, if you made, before you could even get a gun, get a license, get the FOID card, you have to take some classes and pass.
Yes.
Then, and if you made that mandatory, like, so at a certain level of gun, now you got to take a different class because there's different things you need to know how to operate and use this gun. And just keep making it. So every time, handgun, simple class.
16 hours.
Okay, yeah. So 16 hours for a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to go from a handgun to a fucking AR-15. All right, well, we're talking another 32 hours worth of classes or something that you have to learn, be able to, you know, practice with that in a controlled setting. And you have to pass that class, or you don't get to have that. You know what I mean? You don't...
Right.
And then, once again, it's not going to stop people from getting it, but if... And I had this weird fucked up, and I know this is going to trigger somebody out there because everybody's a pussy now. But what if, on top of like having, it, you know, adding the curriculum in school where, I don't know, we teach people how to balance their checking account, which they don't do. Shit like that. Like, instead of teaching the dumb fucking stupid common core math that we teach, why don't we teach practical how to function in life math? And then, on top of that, why don't we add in, as an elective, how to use a fucking gun? Make it like, it, you don't have to be required, but it should be an option. Where, so they used to have shop class, which most schools don't have anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It used to have home ec, which I don't believe a lot of schools have that anymore. Okay. We're all focused on fucking playing a goddamn trumpet. Well, that's fine. We can play trumpet, but that should be an elective, too. Offer some of these things, like... how to use a gun. Make it part... So you're teaching people right then and there, early on, how to handle, use the safety of guns and all this, okay? Make an elective. Then not everybody has to take it if they don't want to.
Okay.
But you're starting early, and then, hypothetically, if everyone has a gun, Do you really think there's going to be that? Okay, now I'm going to go rob this motherfucker over here. Oh, shit, he might have a gun, though. Because I think just the idea of the thought that that person could have a gun stops a lot of crime.
You mean like me being in the parking lot at Woodfield Mall after having done my bit of shopping? It's 8-something at night, set to close. I'm walking to my car, and I'm noticing a body walking towards me. Now, where I parked, and the way this individual was walking, there's no reason why he should have been walking towards me at the angle that he was. If you were coming from the door, the same door as I was, then I get that. But you were coming from a completely opposite direction. And you're walking towards my car. I have my keys in hand. I'm not one of those that usually gets in the car, sits, and doodles around. I'm like, get in the car, make sure I quickly lock it, that type of thing. That's right. That's how my daddy trained me. I get to the car, making sure that no van's parked next to it, because I've been trained with that as well. If there's a van next to your car, a big SUV, don't go to your car. We're all cool and clear with that. Get to my car, beep, beep. I slide in, close the door. As soon as I hit that lock button with my keys, I look up. One moment, please. And I went down underneath my seat. I went to get back up again. He wasn't at my window.
Yeah.
He was not at my window. He was no longer at my window. I just went, one moment, and I bent down, and I came back up, and he was no longer at my window.
Because he didn't know what you were... Because,
right.
I mean, whether you had a gun or not, he didn't know that. And let's just say he wasn't just going to give you the bullshit story, ran out of gas, and
I don't care.
Exactly.
I do not care.
As a female who has had gun training, do you not feel safer?
I do.
In a way, because you have a... it's almost like you've kind of got that secret defense mechanism. You know what I mean? It's kind of like knowing jiu-jitsu, but nobody knows it. And then somebody comes up to you, and all of a sudden you beat the shit out of them, and they're like, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah.
Maybe that ought to be another thing. Like, we start teaching that kind of... And I think, honestly, if, as a criminal, if you're not sure that person you're about to fucking grab their purse or whatever, what they're either carrying or knowledge of whatever, because it's now being taught in every school as without saying mandatory type of thing. I think you would second guess it's about anybody you wanted to go up to from a certain age on, because you knew at that age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think all of a sudden you'd be like, that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And not to say it's going to stop everything, but I think you would have a lot less. You're still going to have drive-by shootings. There's no way to ever stop that. Whether you ban guns or not, it's always going to exist. There's always going to be people that hate each other and try and fucking kill each other. But in general, I really don't think the kind of crime that, you know, purse snatching and all that, yes, it happens, but it may cut down. With the knowledge, you may see a lot more people grabbing that person, getting their cat popped in their ass. You know what I mean? On their way away, you know, and you, all of a sudden you got your purse back. You know what I mean? Like, you never know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, why not just teach it? Why so much incentive to disarm everybody? Because it's not going to stop the bad people.
But have you, and this maybe is just me, for all the years I've heard about the whole disarming and gun banning, are you hearing that so much now, or are you hearing more of the, let's check into, make sure we do the more of the stringent background check? Because I don't think I'm hearing so much more of the whole, take everything away, take all the guns away, or at least with the AR.
Should I pull up Hillary's Twitter account?
Well, okay.
After every mass shooting.
She's a whole piece of work over there.
I could pull up a whole handful of Democratic politicians that call for it every single time.
I'm talking about the individual. Well, they bark if...
I'm just saying.
They bark if somebody flipped the lights on in the room.
Well,
so
and you know what? What's CNN reporting on? Not the person saying mental health. They're reporting on, well, Hillary Clinton or so-and-so Democratic politician said we should ban guns, and you can take an AR-15 and put a chainsaw attachment to it. That's insane, okay? Nobody does that. But I don't know if you saw the USA Today thing. They literally think you can attach a chainsaw to a fucking AR-15 as, you know, and go around and shoot people and then chop their head off or something.
Oh, damn.
Go look it up. If you don't... Go look up... No, not today. It was like 2-3 days ago.
All right.
Real time. Go look up USA Today AR-15 gun attachments. And watch the insanity that they have put together.
Like, okay.
Yes, some of them are possible, but it's right after the Las Vegas massacre, Hillary tweets out silencers. Silencers weren't even fucking used in the goddamn shooting for one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Don't call for banning guns as soon as 40 people have just been murdered. How about we wait a week and see what the fucking story is here? You know what I mean?
See, and I think
I hate that.
And I get what you're saying with the whole politicians and them smacking those words on Twitter. Maybe, you know, like I said, well, I don't know, pull their phones as well too. But the folks that on the quote unquote ground level that I've always heard talk about ban, snatch, I'm hearing their statements changing as to, okay, what other way then can we work with getting these guns either A, off the streets, or making sure the guns do not get into the hands of individuals that have known history of A, B, C, D.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? That type of thing. That's what I'm hearing from. Yeah, and I know the politicians are, you know, in what was, 120 characters, which now bumped up to 280. Damn, more letters that they can get a hold of, but that's that. I get that, but just with everyday conversation, I'm hearing, at least on my end, I'm hearing less of that, more of other avenues of dealing with that, I guess. I don't know.
I think it needs to be something that's considered. But see, that's the thing. Like, we could all be having that conversation, but you've got a whole bunch of population that only give a fuck what particular politician says. And if that person isn't talking about mental health, because mental health doesn't fit narrative.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that should be a major piece to the whole thing. For instance, the whole church shooting in Texas.
Oh, God.
You have a former Marine who was dishonorably discharged.
Mm-hmm.
He threatened to kill all, like, the officers that were above him.
Mm-hmm.
He had, what did he beat the shit out of his fucking wife.
Stepchild.
And he had been to jail. He had been to a mental institution and escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was able to buy a fucking gun. But whose fault is this? Not the person that sold him the gun. Why didn't the military pass that shit down when they did the background check? It wasn't there. That's why they never knew about any of this when they ran it. So, well, shouldn't somebody at that level be kind of at fault in the weird roundabout way, because you dropped the ball,
mm-hmm.
which allowed this person. So, yeah, he's at fault because he actually carried it out, but what good did your background check do there? I'm almost arguing for banning things at that point. You know what I mean? But
we're tightening that shit up.
That's the thing. If somebody gets dishonorably discharged because they're threatening to kill their fucking superiors,
right.
maybe all that ought to be passed down and found in a background check.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But what's to say he still wouldn't have been able to get that gun somewhere else? You know what I mean?
47th and Kishwaukee and
that's
and
the thing. You'll
Chicago.
Never be... So, but you know what would have fixed that? If everybody in that congregation was carrying that day. Bet you he wouldn't have gotten near as many people.
Now, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I get that whole... Had there been folks in that church that have been packing this, that, and the other. And I also heard the narrative of, after he booked out of the church, there was the neighbor who had lived like right feet from the church. He came out, you know, blasted and shot him. And then the guy jumped in his car and took off. And then another guy followed him as well. So they saved the day. At least they saved it to where he would not have shot additional people as well.
Right.
I get that. I will say to you, I'm a bit concerned about people who want to do Bonnie and Clyde, but who want to be, you know, the Untouchables, and think if something pops off, then it's like, well, I got this shit because I've got my,
right.
my 22 or my 9mm that I've taken my 16 hours of training for.
But you know what I think it prevents? I think it prevents the guy from entering the church in the first place because he doesn't know who the fuck's got a gun. right now or prior
did
to that.
Did it matter when he did it, though? Because, I mean, he rolled up in there anyway to do it, so.
You have, at that point in time, and I still think at this point in time, I could pick any church randomly. If you made this a thing where people were being taught in school, within a period of time, people like this are going to second-guess themselves about doing it because they're not going to know who the fuck has one and who doesn't. Right now, in today's day and age, you know you can go to certain cities, certain places. I don't know. How about an arena where there's a hockey game going on and they're metal detecting you, but yet you can walk in the security door with a tripod bag. Never check that tripod bag.
Oh.
You're assuming that person doesn't have a gun.
Yeah.
I'm giving a interesting scenario where you could have an easy mass shooting, and this is supposed to be set up right now based on Homeland Security. Well, you know what? Homeland Security could have failed. I don't know how many games have I been to since Homeland Security was in there and fixed this shit. All I'm saying is, nobody asked me, but you know what? My shit has never been checked. And yeah, you don't need to check me because I'm not going to. But just because I have a fucking badge, I have a bag that looks suspicious, in my opinion. And I know what's in the bag, and it's a tripod. But you could put a fucking rifle in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest here. And I don't want to, like, say it, but I'm going to. Anybody can walk in that security door and look like they know what they're doing and do something crazy. And it's not just here. Any arena, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody could bring a fucking clipboard and show up to any arena where there's a concert going on, and no security guard will fucking look twice at you if you look like you know what the fuck you're doing. It's literal looking like you're, like, confident, like you belong there. They will never say a word to you. And the only reason I say this is because I've seen it happen from people that weren't part of the crew that looked like that and did this and got in, literally, to the artist themselves. Because nobody thought anything of it because they just looked a certain way. That's insane.
Wow.
Do you realize, like, if I was the music artist,
Riot.
I would fucking fire everybody. I'd own the fucking arena because I would sue the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
If you're really motivated, it's not going to matter.
No, it's not.
But
especially if you're at that level of functioning where you're already effed.
Right.
You have voices speaking to you. Or
but
you
maybe this guy shouldn't have been out of jail either.
Correct. I agree with
that. So, I mean, there's a lot of breakdowns at a lot of different levels that allowed that particular situation to happen. The point is, there's a lot of places right now you know you can go where you know there's nobody protecting. And your 380-pound cops that walk around there, I mean, nobody's scared of that, okay? It is what it is.
Oh, Riot!
And I'm not saying they can't have their job, but maybe we ought to. You know what? Adam Carolla always, he has this theory.
Excuse me.
On the day you become a cop, you get one uniform. And you can get new versions of that uniform, but it's always going to remain the same size. So you better remain the same size.
Damn.
Or you can't fit in your uniform, you can no longer be a cop. Maybe we ought to fucking do that, because usually when you become a cop, you're in the best shape of your life. 40 years down the road, not so much. A little too many donuts, a little too many pizzas, things like that. I don't know. To me, it sounds like a good fucking idea.
They do that to airline stewardesses, don't they?
I don't know.
You have to be like a certain weight or something, and
maybe.
If you gain a couple pounds or two, they're like, yeah, you need to take a break.
Maybe.
And work that off.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't you be in tip-top shape if you're protecting the fucking people? I mean, how many fucking 380-pound firemen do you see, Danny? They don't exist. You want to know why? Because they would all fucking die in a fire if they were. You know, I'm just saying. You don't see. Okay, you do see those kinds of firefighters, but they're usually the police chiefs, and they're not holding a goddamn fire hose anymore. They've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have cops patrolling the streets or arenas, for instance, that are, couldn't protect a fucking ant of something. You know what I mean?
They're community service officers rather than...
Then they sure as fuck shouldn't have a gun on their holster, their hip. It's insane. One uniform... You can get new versions of that uniform, but it's always going to be the same size. The day you can't fit in it, you're no longer on the... You're no longer patrolling. You go to the desk or something like that.
I'm thinking of relatives that I'm... people that I'm related to that are officers, law enforcement officers. And you know what? Yeah, they're all in damn good shape.
You should be.
Yeah, now that you've said
you're
I'm
protecting...
Like, yeah, they are in damn good
you're
shape.
Protecting humans.
Yeah.
I mean, should you be wildly out of shape just because you're 47 all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And you joined the force at 23? Yeah, you're 47 and about 147 pounds heavier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would really put my life in that guy's hands all of a sudden. You know?
Just saying. We gotta run! Maybe not.
You run! I'll stay back. Okay. You know, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't even know where this conversation, how it got to that. But it's just, there's little things that, like...
Oh.
I don't know the answer for... I personally don't believe that banning guns is an answer.
Mm.
I do think if you trained everybody, at least on the simplest piece, so that people weren't so scared of them to begin with. You know what I mean? There's people that are scared of guns.
They
well,
have a
well,
right to be.
Well,
there are people that, and I guess just, like I said, I think our life experiences are a bit different. That's why we're sitting here now talking about this, because I have been in scenarios where I've seen guns being dropped in a discharge.
Yeah.
Okay? Or people not realizing that once that you squeeze that trigger, the bullet is exiting, and wherever the end happens to be pointing at, that's where that bullet is going. The percentage of people who are afraid of guns is astronomical.
But there's people that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s that are scared to death of guns, but I would be willing to bet guns were not introduced to them in a training, learning aspect at a young age. I also know people that are scared to death of guns that have never held a gun.
Yeah.
All they hear is what's being told to them on the news. That's why they're scared of guns. Well, that's, in my opinion, a bad reason to be scared of guns, because news is only giving you a narrative right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if you actually learned, you may not be so fucking scared of guns all of a sudden. You may understand the value to them or something.
So then
how
are you going to steer them to want to then go, okay,
honestly,
put my fear to the side?
That's why I think you introduce it in school. You almost have to start. You can offer it to any age. Anybody can, you know, take a gun class, go get a FOID card, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At any age, really. As long as you don't... I don't know what the requirements are, but if you started introducing this as an elective at a young age, not kindergarten, but you know what I mean, at a junior high or something like that. And not saying you have to take that class, but offer it.
Okay.
And let's not make the narrative that they should all be banned and we should all be scared of them.
Right.
And yes. Somebody dropped a gun, it shoots. You're never going to... to me, that is an argument that you can't even bring into the situation, because that's basic human error. And human error, the only way you get rid of that is get rid of humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You want that? You want robots doing everything for you? Because then there's no point in you being here, so girl, bye.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Well, you know what I mean? You can't take out... You can't put human error as a... Well, this is a reason someone's so scared of guns. Well, even the most trained person could fucking drop a gun or trip over a rock, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask Dick Cheney about that.
Oh, hey now.
You know, I'm sure The guy that got shot by him, who apologized to Dick Cheney, by the way, after he got shot, which is insane to me, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
That, I guess, you could call his human error. Although,
I'm sorry for stepping in the way, in the path of your bullet.
Yeah.
My apologies. Fucking,
a guy who was probably having a heart attack at the time and lost control of his weapon. Maybe somebody who shouldn't have a gun right there. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
Either way, I don't know the answer to it. I just am giving my opinion. You that's gave yours. Color. And
well, you know, it's interesting. I'm a gun owner, so that's... And I am a gun owner. Gun owner. I've had experience in training in guns for years. There was a big chunk of time that I was away from that and getting back into it. It was a little, you know, okay, here we go. We got this. I can do this. And then once I got back into it, it was like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
But I also am keenly aware of folks of just, you know, just hearing people and their experiences with that and just, okay, I got you. But because when they hear that I have one, you have one? Oh, well, why? And it's like, okay, so now I need to retell my story as to why I want to have this. And
after you tell the story, are they what are their reactions?
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. Because
you'd rather get raped or,
you know,
exactly, robbed, huh?
I mean, yeah. That's them.
Yeah.
That's them. Just don't impede my ability for me to acquire, attain, and retain mine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I would, if I was in your shoes, I know this is fucking probably not the right response, but I would be like, well, if you don't think that's a good thing, that I have this, then when that person approaches you later on and is about to either rape or rob you, I will turn around and walk away. Or I could prevent this from happening. What would you prefer? And then let them answer how they want to be answered. I firmly believe there are people out there that would just as soon be raped and robbed than have somebody defend them, or, you know what I mean? Because I think there's people that live the victim life. They have to be victims. It's a life choice that they've made for themselves.
Life choice.
It is. People live the victim life. They don't need to be victims, but they've chosen that. Now, there are people that are victims, but there are also people that choose to be victims that don't need to be victims. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are fucking crazy, and there's all kinds of levels of everything, and there's no way to fix everything. I just think you don't go way of prohibition, because that didn't stop them from making booze, selling booze, having speakeasies and all this shit. So take that same concept and do that with guns. It's not going to stop the building of them or the selling of them or mass shootings. It's not going to stop any of that. So banning them makes absolutely no sense to me. And I'm not a Republican. If anyone was questioning it, I'm a racist. And not the racist that you're thinking. I am a radical, alternative, central extremist.
Ta-da!
And that doesn't mean I support the KKK. I denounce the KKK. I also... I hope you do.
If not, then I need to go. Yeah. Now.
Dan, you ever see my white hood?
No. Well hidden.
I think you should wear it. You could be like... Who is the guy on Dave Chappelle's show? Clayton Bigsby.
Yes! Oh, shit.
Danny, so after we're done doing the racist shirt, let's get you out down there, and we'll have you wear the white... Oh, my God, that would be fucking hilarious. All right, maybe we've crossed the line with that one, but that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, my.
To be honest with you, the Clayton Bigsby skit had me laughing so hard, and that was, I think that was the moment I was like, I am a huge fan of Dave Chappelle, because he actually, like...
He didn't care.
It was so,
he just went there.
It is so brilliant of a skit, though. Like, man. I don't know. It's so funny to me. Anyways. Somebody's going to take my statement about 2 minutes ago way out of context.
Correct.
And they're not going to play that second part where I explain it. They're going to get, we finally got him saying he's a racist. I knew it. You know what I mean?
Send that damn email, Twitter.
Oh, fuck.
Whatever.
Oh, well. It is what it is. I stand by my political party. And maybe somebody is curious. All right, well, what is your stance on things? Well, we're still working that out. Like, everything. Like, because you'd have to pull up one of those things, you know, like, they have a website where if you want to run for president or something, they have an actual place where you can go register. Then you got to get, like, some ridiculous amount of signatures and shit like that to actually be considered on the ballot in your state and then in the country. You know, all these wow. ropes and shit. But they also, on this website, so they have... like all these different questions of your stance on different things, different tax laws, abortion, all this shit, and you can actually my race party, I will fill all that out at some point, make the Facebook page, and there we are.
Okay.
And I mean, sorry, Danny, you're my running mate, right?
Either running mate or I'll be sporting your attire. You know how
you'll be my secretary of secretaries.
Yeah.
Well, let's might as well make a mockery of it. We're never going to get elected.
Yes. You don't. Well, hey now.
You never know.
Anything, as we've seen, anything
hey,
can happen.
You
so.
Know what?
Yeah.
If if Trump's actually a Nazi and he continues on this path of racism in this country, in 2040, people will elect the racist party because it's going to be white supremacy. And it'll be interesting because you're not white.
No, not by a long shot.
Maybe.
What?
Oh, maybe you run, and you're the first elected woman president. Not only but African American, and you're in charge of the racist party.
Him.
Wow. You know what?
Then
you want to talk about a coup? A fucking coup, like you've never seen before. Man, could you imagine?
Oh my gosh, that would be insane. That would be insane.
Every white stuffy would fucking lose their shit.
Oh, what? Oh my god, no way. I can't. Yeah.
Wow, it would be fun. Anyways, I think that's all right, so we got the political episode out of the way. There won't be any more politics for a while on upcoming episodes.
Uh-huh.
No, I had to tell you my racist party, and then it just went all political after that. But at least we didn't get, like, way deep into... I guess maybe we did. But anyways, we will try and keep it lighter in future episodes. And steer away from politics.
As best as we can.
Yes. All right, well, thanks for listening, and until next time. Thanks for being here, Danny.
Awesome, thank you.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining. Some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
You've been listening to the D2R Podcast Network, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, give us a rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Your word of mouth is our only advertising, so please do us a solid. Share us with everyone you know. Thanks for listening.